This goes to Jodi. It's J-O-D-I, Drenth, D like David, R-E, N like November, T-H, D like David, N like November, P like practice for initials. Fax is 989-953-5329. And Listening Ear Adult Foster Care Home, fax 989-317-8717. Regarding Ronald Wedge, W-E-D-G-E. Date of birth is June 8th of 1962. Dear Dr. Drenth and Listening Ear Adult Foster Care Home, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Wedge with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetes insipidus, also a long history of bipolar disorder. His last visit was 1 year ago. Since that time, he had a bowel obstruction and was hospitalized for that, then also had COVID infection in June of 2022 with very poor appetite. He's had a recurrent cough, rather dry, and he had a swallowing study done that showed mild dysphagia that does not require any thickening of liquids. He's not been sick since June of this year, and he's eating very well at this time. No nausea, vomiting currently, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Urine appears clear, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Physical examination, weight 142 pounds, and that's a 15-pound decrease over the last year. Pulse is 92 and regular. Blood pressure 120 over 70. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Assessment and plan, or labs. Let's go to labs first. Labs were done 9-5 of 2022. Creatinine is 1.3. Estimated GFR is 59. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.4. Albumin 4.0. Phosphorus is 2.8. Hemoglobin 12.2, white count mildly low at 3.02, platelets are 102,000, and that's up from 98,000 a year ago. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of illness. Hypertension is currently well controlled, diabetes insipidus, and bipolar disorder. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He will follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.